Hey, how you doing?
About you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
I
Just
finally had to connect with you.
right. That's what I was saying. That's good. It's good. I was about to do it on. I was gonna do a show on the election and stuff like that. I was gonna make me a show about the election and stuff. Have you been watching the election?
I've tried to avoid this thing as much as possible.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I've been watching it, and it's
I
been
hate politics. I love to watch the show, but I hate politics. I'm into it, but I don't like talking about
oh,
it. It's
yeah,
so
because
many
a lot of people.
opinions about it.
Everybody had different views on stuff.
Right.
And yep.
It's no one truth, so it's more opinion than it is fact.
Yeah, you're right about that. You sure right about. I just.
Yeah, but let me know if you got any questions, or if you had any predetermined questions, so that the I guess the interview would go more smoother, because you get me on politics, you probably gonna have some viewers mad.
I know that's right. I know I probably lose some myself. Actually, I do have a question. The assistant. I it's been real hard for me to find an assistant. I've been trying to find one, but I can't seem to find no assistant.
Well, when you figure out what you want, then you'll get who you need.
Right.
That you would definitely do that, trust me.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of people out there. You just gotta set your intentions on what you want, and you definitely get what you need, or you definitely get what you want.
Yeah, that's right. I know that's right. And like I've been making a lot of new music and stuff like that. I haven't been on here in a while, but I just been making, 'cause I've been busy making music, so.
That's good. I'm always making music as well, even though I be focused on other stuff, because I've been writing music. I'm a lyricist. I've been writing since I was 17. I'm about to be 32 next month.
Oh, okay.
So it's like my focus is on other things now, because I didn't progress, but music is my first love, so I'm gonna always do music.
Yeah,
But
that's my first love too.
I do other stuff. I write poetry, I write film, I write books, so I have naturally progressed since 17.
Yeah, me too. I wrote a book before, like when I did my time in prison. I wrote a couple books, but I never really did anything with them.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's more of, I was more of writing music, like because that's what I want to do and that's what I'm
Right.
good at. And like I'm not like I'm not just like that one-sided artist that just has like rap music and stuff. I have rap music.
Yeah, I know. I seen your little country. I said, okay, he just quit. The switch up is real. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at him.
so I make all type of music, and I try to be everywhere that may I can have a full potential. And one thing I have learned is most artists, reason why they get the deals that they get is because they don't go to the record labels with any leverage. Like if you and
Yeah.
what I mean is like, if I go to a record label and I already got, let's say I got 3 million views on Instagram and I got 3 million views on YouTube, I have more leverage than a person that actually just goes there and doesn't have anything to show for it. So I will probably get a better deal out of the deal than that other person would. And that's why a lot of people don't get a lot of good deals like that, you know.
Yeah, nowadays, that's, you absolutely right. That's how it is. That's what I tell a lot of people. If you don't know nothing about being on a label or getting a record deal, stay independent, because everything you've done as an independent artist before you got to the label, it's gonna be a whole different story.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And they probably gonna try to sign you under some bullshit 360 clause and try to make so much money out of you.
You have no idea once you get on that label what they gonna do. So right. I just tell artists, because like I said, I've been writing since I was 17, but I've actually worked in the music industry before. And I tell people, stay independent. If you're going to do all this, get 3 million views and collaborate with people and stuff like that, you're going to do this while you're on the label. The only difference is you got a better money back end being on a label than you would be independent. But if you can do all this before you get to the label, why sign?
Right. Like, I was just watching YouTube last night, and it's this dude named Russ. He an independent artist.
My guy.
Yeah. He sold 11 million albums before he even went to a label. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how he said he was able to get the best deal possible, because he had a lot of leverage. He already had a lot of followers. He already had a lot of views. You know, he already had all that, so he really didn't need what they were offering. So he could turn them down if he wanted to. And that's the best thing to be able to do, is be able to go in there and say, okay, well, I don't like y'all deal, and I'm gonna walk away. You know, some people can't.
Yeah, he was smart about it. He definitely educated himself, because he does everything. He produces, he writes, he does all his shit. So why do he need anybody?
Right.
When he does everything.
Right.
So I was one of his early followers. I remember when he used to put a song out every week.
That's exactly what he said too. He said he used to make one song album and put them out every week. And eventually one of your songs is gonna hit if it's good. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, if you just keep doing that, it might take years, but the outcome is better. You know, you'll have more leverage, you know, you can get what you want to get from people.
And he did, and it took a long time. And see, that a lot of people don't wanna wait and have patience. 2020, shit, like, I want to say probably after 2010, 2015, everything was so quick. Like they say, popcorn and microwave artists don't want to wait. Bro, when Russ did what he did, by the time he partnered with a label, he didn't sign to a label, he partnered with the label.
Right.
And did his distribution with them. By the time he went touring and did concerts and shit, he had everybody in there singing word for word all his songs. And he wasn't known, like, he wasn't a major artist.
Right. And he wasn't even signed. Like, people knew who he was, but...
Right. But he wasn't a major artist, but the loyal fan base that he had for putting in the work and putting out them songs, and they knew his shit by the time he was able to get up there and get seen.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's what I do. I follow a lot of artists that's independent, you know, that own their own masters and stuff like that, like Kodak Black or Jack Boy. Or NLE Chopper, all of them, they own their own masters. So all that money is coming to them, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. At the end of the day.
that's the kind of artist that I'm trying to be, you know. I'm trying to own all my stuff. That's why I put so much, that's why I be putting so much freestyles and stuff on Instagram. And I make a couple YouTube videos every now and then, you know, but
And as an artist, from artist to artist, and from brown person to brown person, what I would say is when you doing all them freestyles and all that stuff, make sure you get your shit registered.
Yeah.
Because everybody's stealing it, everybody sees shit on the internet and they take it, flip it, and reverse it, and then they put their name on it and say it's their shit. Knowing it ain't theirs, but get it registered. Get it registered. If you register with BMI or ASCAP, get it registered there. Harry Fox, Sound Exchange, it's a whole bunch of shit that a lot of artists don't know. That it's more than just putting your music out there and getting it registered with BMI or ASCAP. And a lot of them don't even know that you need to register with them to start.
Right. And you know, another thing that gets me that a lot of artists don't realize is if they do sign contracts, they don't read them. They don't know. Like Buddy was saying, like, you sign for $1 million and you thinking, oh, I got $1 million, and you go to start spending money, but you knowing that you don't even know that you don't have $1 million to spend.
You got $1 million loan.
Right. and then most of that you're gonna have to pay for, like, making videos and studio time and touring. So at the end of the day, you're probably gonna come back out of $1 million advance, you're probably gonna come back with like $300,000.
If that.
Right, if that. That's yours. You know what I'm saying?
Taxes, this is Uncle Sam.
Oh yeah, Uncle Sam gotta get in. Yeah, did it. Then don't be signed to multiple labels. Now those multiple labels have tears off the top before you even get yours.
And then they tear off the back end too. They don't know that either.
Because they done signed the 360 clause, and now they can make money about you every kind of way possible, and you didn't read. And that's the main thing I try to tell people, is like, read what you signing before you sign it.
And that's why I tell artists, a lot of the younger artists, to just stay independent, because the power of reading. And I know dudes be fucking off in school, don't give a shit, nigga. It's about the bitches and get money. But when it comes to your business, nigga, you can't read or you don't want to read, you about to get done in like a bitch. Excuse my French.
That's exactly right, though. That's what's about to happen to you. That's exactly what's about to happen to you. And see, I'm glad that I actually take the time out and research stuff, so when I do finally be approached by somebody, I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And they can't just tell me anything. Yep. You know, I mean, that's one thing that I really like to do, is study and make sure I just know what I need to know before, so I won't get played. You know what I'm saying? I've already had have you heard of the artist Tusi Two-Time?
Hold on, I can't. We gotta start the interview over because I don't know what happened to my sound. I can barely hear. No, we don't have to start over, but we're gonna have to leave off where we at, because I don't know what happened to my sound.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you, but I don't know if it switched from like the speakerphone recording or it went back to the phone. Because it's two different settings on here, and I can barely hear you now.
Oh, you can barely hear me now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I had the artist Tusi Two Times. He actually liked one of my freestyles on Instagram. Okay. So, but I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can see that some people are really starting to hear my music, you know, and that's making me like want to go harder.
Oh, absolutely. You should want to go hard just for you. You never know
Right,
who's
right,
watching.
right.
And
You're right
sometimes
about
people
that.
get arrogant because I've ran into people that I've dealt with just being an artist myself. And they get big headed and oh, such and such. And I don't say it just be, oh, you hate. Nah, it ain't about no hating because, like I said, people, you never know who's watching. You never
Right.
know that, you never know their mindset when they come
Right.
looking for people
And
because they're all that nigga. And dudes got egos, so it'd be battle of the egos sometimes. So I just say be humble in every situation, but shit, go hard for you.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Like right now, you know me, I'm from Charlotte. I'm from Charlotte, North
Right.
Carolina. And where I live, well, not where I live now, but in Charlotte where I stayed, the artist, DaBaby, his record label is like not even 15 minutes away. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about like putting together a mixtape and then like going up there and just letting them hear it.
If you if that's your golden opportunity right there, why not? It's so close. Why not try?
Right, it's right there. You're right. You're right. It's right there. Yep. Well, I'm gonna end this. I thank you for your input and thank you for connecting with me. And I hope we get to talk
No
again.
problem. I'm glad we finally was able to.
Me too. You take it easy,
You as
okay?
well. Thank you for reaching out.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
What's going on, y'all?
I'm back here.
It's your boy NFL Trippy, man. How y'all doing today, man? And well, I guess y'all know what time it is, you know? But not gonna lie, I might lose some supporters on this episode, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to speak how I feel. And what I want to talk about today, y'all, the 2020 presidential election. Why can't Trump just admit defeat? Can anybody answer that question for me? Why can't he just admit he lost? But now he wants to claim all this fraud and all this and that. But I remember in the 2016 election, and actually I was in prison, but we watched it. Wasn't he in cahoots with Russia? Didn't they have proof that Russia meddled in our election? But you have no proof of anything that you're stating now. Like, come on, man. Like, seriously. Just accept your loss. It's a time to unite this country. It's a time to, we need to come together because a lot going on right now. We are in the worst year of this millennium. Well, I'm not gonna say this millennium, but this from 1990 to right now, I can honestly say that 2020 has been the worst year ever. We need to come together. We need to stop trying to hate each other and unite to fix this country, because right now we are divided and it
it's like the media is trying to make it a black versus white thing, or, you know, and it, you know, it is sad, but hey, black people, we go through a lot, you know, and it's pretty sickening that we have to go through the things that we go through because of the person that's in office. And everybody wants to yell when something goes wrong at the president. Everybody wants to be focused on the president, focused on the president. Which I get it. Of course, he's the most powerful man in the world. Yes. But he really don't control nothing. And see, what we need to start doing is not just the president we need to be voting for. We need to vote for Congress people too. Because Congress are the ones who passes the laws. The laws that the president, the governor, and the mayor, which is the executive branch of government, they don't do nothing. They yes men. That's what they are. They yes men. They say yes to everything. Yes or no. No, not this bill. No, no. They don't make the law. The Congress do. Those are the people who tell you how much money you're going to get on your food stamp card. Those are people who chooses what your kids are going to eat for lunch at school. Those are the people who figures out how much teachers are getting paid. How much that's who we need to come after. And as a people, as a black people, a black race, we really need to stand up. We can't be out here screaming Black Lives Matters, but on the TV, every time you turn it on, it's another man killing another man. Like, matter of fact, rest in peace to King Von. If y'all don't know who that is, King Von is a rapper out of Chicago. I'm sure most of y'all know who King Von is, because most of my listeners are like 18 to 34 or something like that. I can't remember, I had to check the thing, but most of y'all probably know who King Von is. He was just killed Friday by a black man. But we all scream, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Does it? Does it? Does it really matter at the end of the day? I feel like it do. I love my kings and queens, man. I love my people, man. But we have to grow. We have to become a better people than we were. You know? Because things are messed up right now, man. Over 200,000 people dead. The worst unemployment rate we've seen in years. Man, it's over 34 million people are accepting some kind of unemployment benefits. Like, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. Everything shut down. We can't do nothing. We can't go nowhere. Answer me this. If it was so bad, the flu killed way more people than the coronavirus did. H1N1 killed way more people than the coronavirus did. The Zika virus. Just think of all these things and tell me, why didn't this stuff happen? Why wasn't we wearing masks and shit then? Why are we wearing them now? You know, that makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? And I really want to figure this out. And it's time to come together, y'all, man. Forget all this black and white. Forget that, man. We are one people. And if we're gonna fix us, we have to fix those people. You know what I'm saying? We have to fix that Congress. We have to fix, if we're gonna fix the United States, We have to start with those two letters, those first two letters of the United States, which is U and S, us. We have to start with the people. We have to get better as a people. We have to take things into our hands because sometimes the government is not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And no, I'm not promoting no violence. I'm not talking about violence. I'm just talking about we need to speak out more. We need to get out there more. We need to flood social media networks more. We need to flood everything more, man. Why is it that the Native Americans, they got paid? The United States paid them. The Jewish Americans paid them. The survivors of the ancestors from Pearl Harbor, when they took all those Japanese people and those Japanese American people and chained them, guess what? They ancestors, they getting paid. Why is it that the people who built this country is not getting paid? Which is us. Let's be real. Y'all look up the history. Y'all know I'm, y'all check my facts. Look up the history. You know us black people, we built this country on our backs, but we don't get nothing for it. And we were took from our homeland just like they were, but we don't get paid. That makes no sense. We have to come together and get this out there as a people, man. Y'all listen to me, man. Y'all never listened to me before. Listen to this, man. We have to come together as a people, and we have to start now. It's a plan, and they have a plan in motion, and they are not for us. They are against us. So, man, y'all just come together, man, and hopefully let's give Biden a chance. Y'all gave Trump a chance. So, what's wrong with giving Biden a chance? Oh, I don't want to hear, oh, he's racist, or oh, he's a pedophile. Trump does the same thing. Trump's racist. Trump was a pedophile. So, let's give Biden a chance, man. And y'all, hit me up, man, and let me know what y'all think about this. And thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for listening, man. Live with NFL Trip.